But give me the apple.
And if you say pointing to something, a tree way off, you might say, well, it's where?
It's over there.
And you might tell somebody, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And a man who doesn't have much money or many material things, you say he's
poor.
Something I forgot to ask you about yesterday. Wanted to ask you about what we talked about trees. Here's the name for trees. Let's say a man owns a whole group of orange trees. You call that what?
A grove of trees.
We talked about all the vegetables and all yesterday too, didn't we? A man has a sore throat. You say, couldn't eat because it hurt to
swallow.
And when people that they smoke what? Little white ones or
cigarette.
Or the big fat ones.
Or the cigar.
Yeah, things that smell up the place. I guess. You say somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, no thank you. I don't want to be
obligated or
anything else you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you?
Well, that's sweet of you. I appreciate it.
Ever say much obliged there?
They used to say that, my mother and daddy. That was mostly the expression they used back then.
Don't do that much?
Not anymore.
Something else I'm asked about. Say you want to be real polite, be extra polite. Anything you might say other than this? Just yes or no, especially to an older person?
Well, if you want to be real sweet about it, I guess you could say, well, you're a doll, you're precious, you're real sweet, or something of this sort.
Now, yes sir, and no sir, and yes ma'am, no ma'am, you hear those much anymore?
We hear them quite a bit. I had quite an experience with that, because we had taught our children to say yes sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. And my son had a teacher in the second grade school. Came home from school just crying, and I said, what's wrong? And he said, well, Mrs. So-and-so told me that if I said yes ma'am to her again, she's going to whip me. So I'm telling you, my temper went up. So the next morning I took him to school, and I, before class took in, and I asked her, I said, well, did you tell Harry so-and-so? Yes, I did. She says, I just can't stand this Southern way of speaking. Says it just gets on my nerves. Says my kids will say yes and no, and that's all they're going to say. I said, well, I beg your pardon, but my child is going to say yes ma'am to you, and you're going to accept. That's the way we've taught him, and that's what he's going to do. So I went on up to the principal, and that teacher and I never did get along. Of course, we had it out all the rest of the year, but she didn't say anything to him anymore about saying yes ma'am. But some of the other parents, after I had gone over to face the issue, and then other parents took it up, but they were going to let it ride. But I said no, I had certain principles and that I thought that I wanted to instill in my children, and that was what I was going to do. And they say yes ma'am, and until this day they'll say yes ma'am and no ma'am.
Yeah, I do the same.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's nothing but right, and I still admire a child or a person that will say it.
That's one reason I always ask about that, to see how frequent, does that seem to be dying out, or is it still pretty common?
Well, I tell you, we have so many northern people moving in. We're so mixed until you don't find it as much as you used to. But you find the southern people, the true southern people, will still say yes ma'am and no ma'am.
Say, somebody asks you if you're able to do something, you might say, well, I'd like. To ask you if you can do something, you might say, no, I'm
sorry, I can't.